This is 103.6 FM Tameside Radio. I'm Jill Garston. Tameside drivers are to be given the chance to vote on controversial road toll plans through a special referendum. Manchester Against Road Tolls is a group which has just launched a Tameside branch. It's launched a legal petition which would allow for the election of a new Ashton mayor, putting the plans for a congestion tax at the top of the political agenda. All councils in Greater Manchester are taking part in the congestion charging scheme except Stockport and Trafford. Mart spokesman Rob Hardman now wants Tameside Council to pull out of the project.
There is a main Manchester Against Road Tolls group that meets once a month in Worsley, but when we launched the online petition, there was a lot of support from Tameside, so we felt that a new group in Tameside would be appropriate. Initially we set it up last month, and now we've just launched a new petition for a mayoral referendum in Tameside to give people a say on the congestion charge proposals, which hasn't been given to the public previously. And that is our main course of action at the moment.
Explain a bit more about why you have to elect a new mayor to do this.
Well, we have pushed for a referendum directly on the congestion charge, but we feel that councillors are not listening to us. So we feel the best course of action to give people a say will be to force a referendum for an elected mayor to be in charge of Tameside Council. The idea then is people can hopefully vote for somebody to lead Tameside Council who can withdraw Tameside support from the congestion charging scheme.
If the charges do go ahead, what will it mean for Tameside?
I think it's going to be very damaging to the local economy, both for mainly small businesses and those people who maybe work in Manchester or within the M60 boundary and are on lower incomes.
What's your group doing to try to fight this?
Our main aim is to raise public awareness of what the proposals entail and how it could affect people. We believe that a lot of the information that's been given by the GMPTA and by Sir Richard Lees from Manchester City Council, who's spearheading the campaign, that the public aren't being given enough information. They're glossing over the facts and figures and make it look like we're getting a fantastic deal in improving public transport, but they're not mentioning the fact that £1.9 billion of the £3 billion TIF bid will be borrowed money that Tameside will be responsible for their share of that to be paid back within 30 years.
Because obviously it'll get expensive, won't it? Somebody who works in the city centre, for example, having to travel every day, it's going to add up.
Indeed, at the moment the leaflets supplied by the GMPTA say it'd be £5 a day at today's prices. Now, if you think about that, if the charges are brought in 2012, that's going to be at least £8, maybe more a day. Plus, within 12 months of setting up the initial charging zones, they are going to set up other zones, which will include Ashton Town Centre, so it's going to be a separate charge in addition to the charge for driving across the M60 boundary.
What's your group doing to get publicity?
The main course of action at the moment is this petition. We are doing door-to-door, asking people to sign the petition to agree to the mayoral referendum. That particular petition needs roughly 8,000 signatures in Tameside to legally trigger a referendum on elected mayor. We just fought a similar campaign in Bury, and hopefully that has been successful because Bury Council are now talking about a referendum directly for or against the congestion charge, so people are going to be given the same Bury, we hope. This is what we want to achieve in Tameside as well. Whether Tameside Council agree to a referendum directly on the congestion charge, or we force a referendum to have an elected mayor in charge of Tameside Council, we will make sure the public do have a say.
What sort of response have you been getting when you've been going round door to door and talking to locals?
A fantastic response. Like I said, we need 5% of the electorate to sign the petition, and we're getting a lot more than that when we're going out. We've only started the petition last week, but so far the response has been fantastic. Most people do not want a congestion charge, whatever the cost be, purely because it's going to affect everyone's income.